Blog Talk Radio.
Really? To create, and sometimes, you know, being a creator and an artiste in many different ways can make me get into my own little world. But as I've written the lyrics of the song Unique, I choose to live in my true reality. In other words, I'm aware of it. And I create and I do music and I promote myself and I talk about things, you know, art, life, spirituality, philosophy, you name it. Sometimes politics, but I try to be inclusive for everybody because I believe we all are important on this planet. What I'm trying to say is that if anybody out there is interested in my music, the music industry that is, please contact me directly. That way we can have a good dialogue to get things going. Because I have this person or these persons coming around saying that they were bringing people over, coming near me and not directly to me. It's important that in business, good dialogue and completion of a task in order for it to be successful must be handled with honesty and with direct confrontation to get it done, to get things into a good solution. In other words, if you're gonna want to work with me or interested in my music, then contact me directly. Then perhaps that we can become a good partnership. That's how you get things done in business. You don't go behind people's back, or you don't say things or do things to hinder people, etc., when you don't know them or don't come in contact. Because the best businessmen know how to deal with people directly and know how to get things done by respecting the other person that they want to work with and offering them a contract or something, or good dialogue or good talk to either start a partnership or to end it. That's how it is.
Well, that's how it is, but I think that I had people in the past who made up stories that they were industry people, so it could be a charlatan. But if you're interested in my music, please contact me directly at doveneedslove22@yahoo.com. I love to be in the industry. I have a goal to be in the street, to be a singer, a songwriter, a musician, or to write something for somebody, or to be involved in one way or the other. I am involved in the music industry in a variety of ways. A naysayer or someone who's negative have said that I didn't write my music because on some of the songs I just wrote the lyrics. First of all, that is not true. Second of all, I wrote the lyrics and I was involved with coming up with the melody and the idea of the music, and I was involved in the producing. So when someone say that is just either because they're jealous, or they simply are trying to undermine my potential, or to try to get me to feel bad or to undermine my chances to be in the industry. It's called a dream killer. First of all, if I was to just write the lyrics to a song, that in itself is part of the music. It's part of the songwriting. It's part of how, who owns the song, et cetera, et cetera. There are many great lyricists in the business. John and Paul didn't always write the music. One wrote the music and one wrote the lyrics. Bernie Taupin wrote the lyrics to many Elton John songs that became huge classics, et cetera, et cetera. So when I hear that, it's just someone who don't understand the music business and trying to underestimate or undermine my potential. When I get near gifted people and all from all walks of life, whether they are in music or intellectual, et cetera, I will never say or do anything to undermine their potential, because when someone has potential to be somebody great, or to do something that's so worthwhile that can enhance not only themselves or this planet, it would be a sickness on my part to stop them. I cannot stop a potentially great person from achieving their destiny. I will never get in their way. Of course, there are people who don't want me to succeed because they don't want to see me succeed, and not just in music, but also in education. And those people have a serious, serious mental health problem, as well as a problem with reality and dealing with not only other people but themselves. And that's not fair to anybody who tries to underestimate anyone who has potential. As I said in an earlier conversation on the cell phone a few days ago to someone else, that if someone wants to be a doctor, a lawyer, or a business person, and business could be music, it could be in whatever business it is, they should not be hindered from achieving their destiny. Only a very evil or dangerous person would try to hinder someone from achieving the goals that they want to get to the top. And I strive for that philosophy. And it is important for me to reiterate that.
As an artist, as someone who used my mind, I must talk about positive contributions in the society, and at the same time recognize the honesty and the value and a worthwhile dialogue that's needed to talk about these situations. So that's all I have to say on that topic, because we know what negativity will bring. I saw on Twitter that they said that there was a mental health day, and I've written some things about trying to be positive. The goal is that life is very difficult. A lot of people have issues, and being an artist definitely is kind of like there's many artists, including me, who have struggled mentally from struggling in life. And that's why, you know, they get attracted to being an artist, whether it's a musician or a painter or an actor or so on, because, you know, a lot of them have alcohol and drug problems or mental health problems, bad childhoods, have suffered severe trauma or jealousy from other people because of their talents or because they have a gift that is so worthwhile that they turn to drugs, and they also have mental health issues that are related to this because of the struggles and the pressures that life can bring to them. And I just want to say that Mental Health Day is important because there have been several artists in history that have killed themselves and have suffered from depression, schizophrenia, and so on, who are extremely talented. And then we must recognize also with everyday life people who struggle, because life is not easy. I know I get depressed all the time with some things, but over the time I developed the resilience to understand that that things don't always stay the same, and that if there's a dark cloud in my life, I know that it will change. Everything always changes, like the clouds and the moon always come and go. You know, it gets dark at night, but I know that the darkness will not last, because in a few hours, 6 hours or so, the sunlight will come back out. So that's what I learned about life. Things always change. In some cases, it may take a while. In other cases, it comes sooner. But one thing is for sure, that the weather changes, everything changes. Nothing stays the same. If it was to stay the same, that would be a different situation to deal with. So with that in mind, that's one of the most important things I learned, is that when I get down, I know that things could change in a heartbeat or change eventually. So if there's a dark cloud outside, within a few hours, maybe 6 hours, the next day, the sunlight will come back out. Because truly the sunlight is always there. It's just the involvement of life, as well as with human beings, that things must grow and must change. We can't go back to 2002, and we cannot go back to 1785, because those years are gone forever. And that's one another thing about life, which I understand with mental health, is that while I want to live and to continue to create and communicate, the other situation is that we only have one life. Scientifically, the truth is that there's only one life to live. So if I, kill myself, I'm not giving myself a chance. I can't kill myself. I have to live as long as I can, because live as long as I can till I leave this planet naturally. I'm not going to kill myself. I'm going to live as long as I can, because I know for a fact that, you know, and we all know for a fact there's only one life to live. When I'm gone forever. So I like to leave this planet at least on a high note, no matter how long I live, and make the best out of it. There's too many problems on this planet. It's easy said than done, because there's so much stuff going on. But for me, I like to live as long as I can to elderly age, and to know that things do change through time and through perception, as well as through the knowledge, as well as through everything, that things always and must change. And I do know that if we don't keep up with the changes, that we will hinder ourselves from growing, and that will bring up those mental health issues. I dealt with some individuals who were still dealing with issues that they think that was connected to me from 15, 17 years ago. That is a very long time. And that's a long time. I mean, I was making music at that time. You know, it's like releasing compilations, you know, so on stage. And I'm like, I don't know those people. So I realized that those people have serious health issues or mental health issues. I hope they get help with it. And this is Mental Health Day. It's for me to talk about it, for me to be honest about it, and to me to know the truth to make a difference. And in that situation, I like to say that it's important for me to say that, you know, we got to be healthy and move on. That's all I have to say. I'm not going to hold a grudge or do something against somebody, especially someone I don't know, or something that doesn't make sense that will be hideous to my disposition as a human being. If I'm going to grow, I have to let go of things that doesn't pertain to reality or pertain to the health and wellness of my well-being. So it's important that I do that because I like to communicate, but I am an artist. And yes, I release Dove songs, past and present. It's available for you worldwide. So if you like to listen, there again. And some of those songs dealt with things I dealt with, you know, like Outkast. I was homeless a long time ago, and I wrote Outkast. I was just in a different, you know, perspective, and I grew as I got older. You got to remember that I was a child and then I became a teenager when I wanted to be in the industry. So I've been doing music for just about 30 years, wanting to be in the industry out here in Hollywood. So that's why I write all these songs that I wrote. There were songs that haven't been released. And I was into hard rock, and I had to express myself about what was going on. And then I was into pop. I write about all kinds of things, all about the personal things, the venting things about life, or things that I'm dealing with. I write in the rock, because rock and roll attracts people who have a unique perspective, especially if they've been through a lot, and I have. It took me a long time to learn about these issues, learn about living and liking thyself and, you know, mental health issues and outcasts and uniqueness. Now, unique was about my perception and what I experienced in the industry with some people, but I do know that one opinion does not determine one's destiny in Hollywood. And I knew that. I was told that in the industry when I was young, that if one person reject me or if 20 people or 100 people reject me, that does not mean that I'm going to make it in the industry. It just means I have to find the right person who will like me because there's so many different opinions, especially in art. We all have a different opinion of what our records should sound like or how someone sings. Even the most universally greatest singers, there's somebody in the industry who don't think they can sing. There's just different opinions. And, you know, all we need is one opinion. And I realized that when I released my record to worldwide, that was a huge step because now everybody can hear it no matter what happens. No matter what happens in my life as I get older, because I got other interests as well, that I knew will continue to grow and create. And I hope that everybody else create and become who they are no matter what they want to do, whether they want to be a doctor, lawyer, business person. Now back to the industry, if you want to contact me about my songs, since I wrote dance, rock, I wrote pop, then contact me. And yes, it's important for me to talk about that because there was another issue raised about my songwriting and the rights. You know, I'm like, when you write a song, you write a song. Whoever wrote both the lyrics or the music or the lyrics or the music, two, three, four, one person. I mean, you know, in my situation, I had somebody say I didn't write my song, I'm Over You. I'm Over You but it's already published and copyrighted. Everything's copyrighted. But if someone wanted to use it, they had to contact me directly And the other person who wrote it, which is Dave Waterbury, a great songwriter himself and musician. And then that'd be good. And yes, I'm going to perform. I performed so many places in the past, and I'm going to get, do it again because I love to sing in front of people, and I love to talk, and I love to do things. But no matter what happens, I'm going to always be there to say everything will be all right. This is Mental Health Day, and on Twitter, and I want to say everything's going to be all right. We all going to get through and be happier. It's not easy. And I say that with authenticity because I know that as a human being, we go through ups and downs. And me, I have so many ups and downs, and I have to just deal with whatever it is. I mean, because I also written that, because of my unique style and how I present myself, people make fun of me, people put me down, people threaten me, et cetera, et cetera. But I always have to ignore the naysayers. Something is wrong with them because when you put other people down without any legitimate reason but to make fun of them and stuff, something is wrong with them. They got low self-esteem, not me. So I have to be positive because positive situations, positive consequences, positive people, positive situations. What I mean by positive people, people who respect me. And treat me right, and I treat them right. I'm not gonna go around hurting people or doing things to undermine other people. Those are not people I want to deal with. I will not exhibit those behaviors either. That's how it is. In basic common sense, if you wanna deal with people or know how to live in your life, positive people, positive situations, positive consequences. If you want to hinder yourself or be in a situation that undermines your life, negative situations, negative people, negative consequences. I learned that a long time ago. But even though I learned that, I still deal with those issues each day. And I have my own baggage. I still do. Being a human being is not easy when you try to do the right thing. And me, I know that because I still deal with those issues. And that's why I write music about it, I write about art. And I express myself very articulately about all these situations because it's very important. It's very important because everybody on this planet belongs, who was born because we all have something to give to the world. And everybody's in different shapes and sizes and different gifts. And everybody's a genius at one thing or another. And it's important that everybody's dreams come true or be given that chance because it's important for us to grow as human beings. And, I'm just like anybody else, equal. I consider myself equal, not lower or not higher. So that's how it is. That is how the situation is in dealing with life itself, is trying to do the right thing. And that's how I feel. Because as a creator of writing songs and creating and doing album covers and doing films for my videos and et cetera, it's important for me to find a variety of many different measures to articulate and express myself because it helps me grow as a human being. And I hope that every human being gets that chance. I am yet living in the United States of America. The United States of America have a lot of chances to do a lot of things because it is one of the most powerful countries in the world. And that is the important thing to bring up because in some other countries they don't have that chance. So the luck, I am lucky in that perspective. While it's not easy, and I feel that there are issues that I have to deal with even now, I still feel that I'm lucky to at least have lived in this country. And I hope no matter where anyone else is living, Europe or et cetera, which that we are all important no matter what country we come from, and that we're all beautiful. And the last thing I want to say is that I express my singing, my songwriting, and dance, pop, and hard rock. And I hope you enjoy it. If you can listen to it on Spotify, you don't have to buy it. You just listen to it. Type in Dovenighst and you will
enjoy. And you can also, if you want to buy it, you can go to iTunes. You can listen to it there as well. Now, the music is free for you to listen to. Remember, you don't have to buy. You can just listen and have your own opinions and your own judgments. And I will respect you for that, whatever decision you make, because your decisions are important, just like mine are. We're all beautiful, and I'm beautiful in my own way, too. And that's why I like to say, last thing I like to say is, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all as an artist, as an intellectual, and as a communicator. Good night from Dove Knight.